to be here. And I'm thinking about a joke I heard in the 80s. I'm that old. That was, I'm translating now from Swedish, but new technology will save us from the negative effects of new technology. That was a joke I read in like a Swedish mad paper. But I think that's not entirely true, especially as you said earlier here, that there are a lot of negative effects as well from digitalization. So I think the new version would be maybe not a joke, but demand for new green technology will save us from the negative effects of new technology. So I think the demand side here is really, really important. I will emphasize that further on as well. But of course, digital technology is an enabler for green technology. I don't believe that digitalization in itself is worth anything, but the application of digital technology could be worth something for us if we apply it in the right way. And we've already heard about a lot of new technologies, or actually applications of technology like Internet of Things, blockchain, cloud computing, and so on. I mean, the list is very, very long. And especially, I think artificial intelligence could be really interesting to mention here. And actually, Stacey, you said we should regard this as an opportunity. And I'm an optimist. So you will notice that I have an optimistic approach on our chances to actually change the direction of the Earth. So when it comes to artificial intelligence, basically it's number crunching. So far it appears to be intelligence to us, but actually compared to us humans, there are no imagination, no creativity, no senses. So I think the beauty of it is when we can combine artificial intelligence with human intelligence, that's where we really can get the power. And of course, we need to have policies and ethical and moral standards on how to handle artificial intelligence. But it is an opportunity for us. And artificial intelligence in itself could be used for multiple things, of course, like predictive management and optimizing resource use and supply chain optimization and everything. But it could also be used for knowledge sharing. And actually, it's already done in some very negative ways, of course. In social media, we get this polarization and what they say, different views on facts. It's actually caused by algorithms, really, really bad thing. But we can also use it proactively for knowledge sharing and business intelligence and so on, especially in our processes when driving innovation and public-private partnerships and so on. I think we need this kind of tools to understand what kind of technology do we have out there? What kind of challenges do we have in our own organization? And AI can actually help us to understand. When it comes to business model, of course, sharing economy, the circular economy, is very much based actually on digitalization and artificial intelligence. And I believe there are some really good examples also where we can use circular models also in different contexts where it's actually bad energy use. Take data centers, for example, because it is a huge problem with the energy consumption. But it could also be used in a broader aspect of an ecosystem. For example, in my hometown back in Sweden, it's quite cold up in the Arctic, so it's very popular to build data centers there, and we can also power them with hydropower. But still, they consume a lot of energy. So the latest project that is planned up there is actually to build a greenhouse farming in conjunction with the data center. So the spill energy from the data center will be reused for greenhouse farming. And that's just one of many examples. Having that said, I think we should be, to maintain an optimistic view, I think we should be much better on storytelling actually, because there are a lot of good examples. The technology is out there, but we need to create demand so we can use the technology in a greener way.